Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Murder Moses. I'm Day.
And I'm Ree.
And I'm Ruby.
And this week we have another special episode for y'all, trying to get into the spooky season. To be honest, I don't know what's going on, but I do want to know what y'all are drinking.
Michelob Ultra.
Woo! Okay, Chad.
A new drink.
Frat boy Chad over there.
Should I smash the can on my head when I'm done with it?
Ree, what are you drinking?
Pineapple juice and Ciroc.
Oh.
She's always drinking something fruity.
I know. She wants to be on an island somewhere.
My wine wasn't cold. I needed to be a little cold.
I can't really do wine too much. I get headaches.
I just found something that you have to put in there to keep it from giving you a headache. It's something about something that's in there that everybody can't have, and that's why you get a headache.
Well, that's me.
I thought it was the sugar. Like,
it's God dog it. I just fucking read it too. Like yesterday.
But I feel like I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So.
Oh no, child. I'm drinking watermelon cider. It's actually pretty good. I've never had the watermelon one. I usually do the regular one, or they have like a pineapple one. That's pretty good.
Ree and I's minds went to different places. She said watermelon, and I went to watermelon sugar.
it's sometimes histamines. It's histamines in the histamine and sulfates that are in some wines that causes you to have a headache.
Yeah, I get headaches after drinking like almost any wine, so that makes sense. Yeah, it does make sense.
More you know,
right? Since this is a special episode, I guess we can get right into it. I don't know what's going on.
So today is about witches.
Spooky season is not. Witches fully day season. She's embracing it.
Bitches. That's it. That's
about the witches
say.
And the bitches. That's gonna be some the title people, of this episode. Witches and bitches.
Woman is in the 1600s when a woman was being a little assertive, she was called a witch. Sometimes they took the W off and put the B, but
look.
All right, let's get into it. I'm ready.
Witches, man. I would talk all day about witches. I would do it. Okay. I actually have a book that is called Modern Day Witchcraft. And I think everyone should look into it. Look, putting all religion and all your thoughts aside. Okay, because this is a safe place here on this podcast. we accept everyone and love everything. But not everything. And we know what, okay. Anyways, whatever. So
I mean, between the lines, people.
Yeah, I think y'all know what we mean. So witchcraft is, look, everyone has a little bit of magic in them. Okay.
Okay.
And in the book, it does lay out that like witches, most people, when they think witches, we're just going to start with this, right? Most people, when they think witches, they're like, they ride for Satan. They ride for Satan.
They're thinking hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus, like the devil's my boyfriend. See,
I immediately thought American Horror Story Coven season.
Oh, well,
as soon as you
beautiful.
Say witches, I'm like,
that's closer
American
to
Horror
like,
Story was the first thing that pops in my head.
So like most people think, yeah, okay. There can be Christian witches. There can be literally, it doesn't have to do with religion. It's just what you practice. Like witchcraft is just what you practice. So we'll just start there, folks.
It reminded me of that girl we went to middle school with that responded. Does she respond to you when you posted something on your Instagram about witches and she went into like this whole Jesus loves you thing? That was fun.
Yes. The thing I shared, it's just a beautiful point, is why were we more scared of the witches than the people that were burning them?
Oh yeah.
Like That is a great question.
She tried to justify this shit. Bitch, get the fuck
yeah,
out
I was
here.
Like, okay. I'm like,
no, I was gonna say something, but that's rude. So continue.
But
I'll text it to you.
Okay. But Reed, would you like to put any more input in our preface of our witch talk?
I mean, really, what I just said earlier is that if you were a little too sassy for your britches, you were considered a witch. Like, burn. It's really that simple. If you came off a certain way, even if you were, if they found out maybe you were a lesbian, you were considered a witch and you would be burned. So you didn't even have to put a damn spell on no fucking body. You just had to be different.
Yeah, like too smart. Were,
we could all be some too witches dumb, right now.
Yep. If you were too smart, you were probably a witch. If they felt like you were too smart, if you weren't married by 14, you were probably a witch. They probably considered you a witch. Like, you just gotta. The times, thank God they changed, you know?
Too pretty witch.
I mean, somewhat.
Too ugly witch.
Look at her. She can jump good. She's a goddamn witch.
Good job, good. My gosh. Well, do you want to start, Ree, with like?
Yeah, because I have the first witch.
So yeah, there we go. We want to start from the beginning. Start with Adam and Eve.
They'll start with Adam and Eve for sure. Because anybody that can not realize they're not wearing clothes and then magically, holy shit, we're not wearing clothes. That's witchcraft. Okay?
That's a witchery right there.
That is a witchery. Okay.
I'm sorry. We're not. I'm not calling Jesus a witch, but did he not turn water into wine? I'm sorry.
Hey.
Magic.
Took a piece of bread and fed everybody. Sounds magical to me.
And we love that.
So the
no
first...
one cancel us, please.
Girl,
that's gonna be the episode to get us canceled for real.
And what are you gonna cancel me from? I don't have any movies dropping. I don't have a song coming out. I don't have a fucking thing.
That's true. You can't cancel what can't be canceled.
One day when we get famous, they gonna play that clip of her saying that I don't have a fucking thing. It's gonna be in our documentary.
I'll just go over there to Netflix because clearly
they didn't believe in
shit.
Themselves. They thought they weren't going to amount to anything. I don't have a fucking thing.
I don't have a fucking thing. Okay. I don't have nothing that I'm dropping. Not even
you. And here we are now. Not even you. I can't breathe.
Are you doing the clothes?
Are you doing the laundry right now?
It was irking me. Okay, seriously.
I gotta mute myself.
God is good all the time. You hear me? So
and all the time, God is good.
Forever and ever, amen.
First witch, Tituba.
Yes.
This Tituba. 1680 is when she was born. So this is like some time ago.
I was about to say this is before Christ. God damn. Okay.
Get it together. This is the most unprofessional episode we've ever
We just want to bring joy to others' lives.
Hey, we got to reel it in.
We got an edible. It wasn't me. I can't do edibles.
I cannot either. There's only one of us on this podcast that can.
Well, that's me. Oh my god. Okay.
I'm just gonna be quiet.
Really okay, real. So anyway, she was the first girl to be accused of practicing witchcraft. And she was a slave. She was her owner, Jesus Christ. Was Samuel Paris of Danvers, Massachusetts. Nobody really knows if she was indigenous, if she was from Barbados, or if she was African. Like, nobody knows that. However, she was enslaved. She confess to being a witch because she just like, it was either, hey, we kill you or you confess and we just imprison you. And I don't know, I think I might have would have rather had just been fucking burned because what the fuck. She was married to a man named John Indian. So wild. He was indigenous and nobody knows where the fuck he was from either. They say that she was named for her tribe. So whatever Tituba was, that's what she was, they think. Again, they don't fucking know. This was so long ago. So her husband actually was one of the accusers. So I'm assuming maybe she was the first person to make biscuits. You know, the fact that they rise. I don't know what happened.
Wow. Wow.
So wow. Supposedly she would her own tell, husband. Supposedly she would tell, give the other girls around like voodoo stuff and like teach them little witchcraft stuff. And she confessed in March 1692. She said she made a witch cake, which I don't know what that entails. I don't know what would be in that. Cake. But the Samuel Parris, her quotation marks owner, he's the one who like kind of beat the confession out of her. So I'm assuming if you're being beaten, pretty much will say anything to stop being beaten. So after the confession, they questioned her again later, and she told them that she knew some occult techniques from her mistress in Barbados, who taught her how to ward herself from evil powers and how to reveal the cause of witchcraft. So supposedly, like, I guess, I mean, yeah, witchcraft is really, certain ones aren't meant for harm is what she was trying to convey. And nobody really gave a shit because she was a woman. It's fucking 1690. Come on. So after she made the witch cake in order to help another woman, they were all sent to jail in Boston and they awaited trial. So even though she did confess, there was no proof. They didn't find no little dolls laying around, no little needles sticking out of nothing. They didn't find her broom, I suppose. And then as they went out to like other villages, they started accusing other women. And then this is like the Salem trials. So
I Googled guess, what a witch cake is.
What is it?
It's weird. It's very weird. they use it. It's like a test in witch trials. So it's a bizarre form of counter magic. The witch cake was a supernatural dessert used to identify suspected evildoers. In cases of mysterious illness or possession, witch hunters would take a sample of the victim's urine, mix it with rye meal and ashes, and bake it into a cake. And the hope would beast would fall under its spell and reveal something like it would mix with something. But I don't know what, like, if it rises, does it mean it's a witch? It doesn't, like, explain anything more, but that's what that is.
Well, I don't want any. So Tituba then began to, I guess, in today's terms, snitch on other ladies. She talked about black dogs, hogs, a yellow bird, red, like, I guess all these things are used like in witchcraft. They said she talked about riding sticks to different places, aka a broom. She said that Sarah Osborne possessed a creature with the head of a woman, two legs and wings. So everybody was confused, like, what is this lady talking about? Like, we're confused. So what do we do? The Salem, everybody in Salem believed that Satan was among them. Yeah, well, I mean, I walk around burning people. I could see that. I could see it. So after the trials, they kept Tituba in jail because Samuel, her owner, didn't want to pay her jail fees. And hate her. And then in 1693, Tituba was sold to an unknown person for the price of her jail fees. So she just basically went back to jail, because if you're a slave, that's like jail. It's jail. So in an interview, Tituba said that she wasn't a witch, and that Samuel beat the confession out of her and then coached her what to say. And that was that. So I guess she just stayed in prison, and then they burned the other ladies. So she was the first to be accused.
My girl, Tituba. Paving the way for the rest of us.
So I'm assuming she was African. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
I think so. We can assume that.
Amazing. So I have an article that lists and talks just a little bit about the nine famous witches throughout history. The little synopsis. Tituba is on the list, so we can just name her right there, because you know about her now.
That's one.
But one to two. Two. This, we have Catherine Monvoisin, also known as Le Voisin.
She Creole or French? Creole?
She's French, yeah. Haitian? So she lived in France. So I'm just going to read straight from these articles what they say. So if it sounds like I'm just reading it, because I am. So she lived in France in the mid 1600s. She practiced medicine, including midwifery and abortions, mixed potions and poisons, told fortunes, and arranged black masses where clients could confer with the devil. She was also one of the heads of the Affaire de Poison, a cult who poisoned many members of the French aristocracy. Okay, there's like a lot of big words here. And who had planned to poison King Louis the... Oh. Yeah, whatever King Louis that Roman numeral is. Her most famous client was Madame de Montespan, the king's mistress. It was by her order that she attempted to poison the king for his infidelity. She was like, sis, come over here and poison this man for me. In the late 1670s, fear of poisoning and witchcraft reached like a super high in France. And many successful fortune tellers and poisoners, including Catherine, were arrested, and she was burned publicly after being convicted of witchcraft in 1680. So that's Catherine. Sorry, sis. Then we have Alice.
Sorry, sis.
Yes. Alice Keiteler, the first recorded woman. Oh, condemned for witchcraft in Ireland. She lived from the late 1200s to the early 1300s. She was married four times, which already marked her as an unusual woman. After her fourth husband died, expressing fear that he had been poisoned, his children and the children of her three previous husbands accused her of using poison and sorcery against their fathers. She was accused of a bunch of different acts, such as animal sacrifice, worshiping Satan, using her powers to manipulate and control Christians. One of her servants was tortured by the church and confessed to witchcraft, thereby, you know, making her guilty. So at that point, she fled the country to England, they think, and was never heard from again. So sis got away. Good for her. Then we have Isabel Gaudi, I think, tried and executed for witchcraft in 1662. She is notable for her detailed confession, which she gave of her own without being tortured, like so many other women. She was a young housewife living in Scotland. Yes. Her confessions about her coven's activities, including their supposed ability to transform into animals, gave great insight to the into European folklore surrounding witchcraft at the time. She also claimed to be entertained by the queen of the fairies in her home, quote unquote, under the hills. Some speculate that her confession may have been the result of psychosis or a ploy to get a more lenient sentence. But that was her, and she was executed. So rest in peace. Then we have Moll Dyer, which may not sound familiar, but that is based off of, I don't know, I know Day hasn't, but Ree, have you seen the Blair Witch Project?
Yes, yes. I actually saw it in theaters because I'm that old. Sure did. Wasted all my damn money.
Oh, no. Wait, why did you not like
it? Actually, somebody else might have paid for it. Who fucking knows? I didn't pay a lot for movies as a youngster.
That's a gangster.
Snuck in a lot.
Well, that's what the Blair Witch Project, like, the kind of evil spirit in the movie is based off of. So her story is more lore and superstition than recorded fact. But in Maryland, there had been a bunch of like local tales and stuff, and because that's where it was. She lived in the late 1600s, and a group of fellow townspeople accused her of witchcraft, and she was chased out of her home by a group of men on a winter night, and her body was found days later frozen to a large stone. And then stories about her spirit haunting the land and like her wooded cabin and like, you know, seeking revenge and terrorizing people, like those are the stories that brought the Blair Witch Project. So yeah, that was her. Y'all did her wrong. Now we have one that Day will even know. Uh-oh. Marie Laveau. Someone. Yeah. So anyone who has seen American Horror Story Coven, which the most supreme season. She was the voodoo priestess. She lived in New Orleans from 1794 to 1881. And though little is known about her life, it is wildly recorded that she had a massive following and commanded respect as she walked those New Orleans streets. There's speculation that her magic mixed Catholic and African spiritual traditions, that her divinations were supported by a network she assembled while working as a hairdresser and a brothel maid. Okay, so she also owned a snake, so that was cool. She named it Zombie, after an African god. After her death, her gravesite was like super popular for being vandalized. Many visitors believed that her spirit would grant wishes if they drew an X on her gravestone. So, you know, everyone was just running up, marking X's on it. So today, you can actually tour the cemetery and stuff where she is buried. So
that's why I want to take a girl's trip to New Orleans.
I know.
New Orleans is truly amazing. It's truly amazing.
There's so much history.
From the food to the, it's just truly.
Maybe we should do a Murder Moses trip.
Ooh. We should, because then we could like just do a whole episode on New Orleans trip and spooky things to do.
Let's do it.
What do y'all think? Give you opinions. So the next one, we have Dionne Fortune. Born Violet Mary Firth in 1890. She was a British occultist and author, thought of by many as a modern day witch. She wrote prolifically about the occult in both fiction and non-fictional works. In 1924, she founded the Fraternity of the Inner Light, a magical society dealing with religious philosophy and alternative realities. She died in 1946, leaving behind her magical society, which has survived to this day. Ronald Hutton, in his book, The Triumph of the Moon, A History of Modern Pagan Witchcraft, considers her the foremost female figure of early 1900s British occultism. So she was not burned. She was welcomed. We love that for her. Welcome to the 21st century. Our second to last one, we have Malin, Matt's daughter. I'm probably butchering these names. I'm so sorry, ancestors. Known as the Great Noise, the largest witch trial in Swedish history brought forth the Swedish widow. In July 1676, she was reported for witchcraft, by her own family. You just can't trust anyone out her. Her daughters accused their mother of abducting their children and taking them to a satanic Sabbath. She was found guilty thanks to the testimony of her daughters and her lack of religious knowledge and prayers. So her and along with another woman named Anna became the last people executed for witchcraft in Stockholm. While witches were usually decapitated or hanged to death, the court decided to give her a different sentence after she refused to admit her guilt. While the other girl, Anna, asked for forgiveness, Malin, she maintained her innocence and thus became the only Swedish witch to have been burned alive. One local reported that as the flames covered her body, she did not scream or appear to be in pain. For some, that proved that like she was in fact a witch because she just like remained calm.
Well, I'm not giving you the satisfaction. If you're gonna burn me, I'm gonna try my damnedest not to scream too.
Yeah, like here I am. Won't give you that satisfaction. The animals. Our last witch is Mother Shipton, Ursula Southale, I think is her name, but she was known as Mother Shipton. She was highly regarded and a feared English prophetess during the 1500s. Locals referred to Mother Shipton as Hagface due to her ugliness and disfigurement. Many believe that she was the daughter of a suspected witch, Agatha Southale, and the devil. Despite her appearance, she was considered England's greatest clairvoyant and was even compared to Nostradamus. Some of Mother Shipton's prophecies foretell many modern events and phenomenon. It said she predicted the Spanish Armada, the Great Plague of London, the Great Fire of London, the execution of Mary, Queen of Scots, and the internet. Unlike so many other well-known witches, she died a natural death and was buried on the outer edges of York in 1561. So yeah, thanks Mother Shipton for the internet. But yeah, so those were some witches in history. We'd love to see it.
Off with her head.
No, oh God.
Well, do we have any bonus material this week, Ree?
So this week, instead of a goofy or a law, I have a witch's brew cocktail for you guys.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. So,
get your pens and paper or your notes
app. And I'll post it too to the thing. It's really pretty. It's gonna be like a purpley pretty color, but anyway, it's witch's brew. It's 1 ounce of vodka, 1/2 ounce of lime juice, 2 ounces of raspberry liqueur, 2 ounces of Sprite, 1 teaspoon of silver cake shimmer, and 1 drop of purple food coloring.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
It's like it's not enough vodka. I need like 2 or 3 ounces, but
I mean, you know, get your big ass cup.
Teach their own.
And I wish I could find the song that we used to sing in preschool. It was called Witch's Brew. I don't know where it's, I don't know.
Y'all anyway. In preschool?
Yeah. We used to sing it every Halloween, like all the way through like elementary. I just remember I got magic. Yeah. Anyway. That song was called Witch's Brew. And if anybody knows what I'm talking about, get at me, dog.
Well, that's been another week of Murder Moses. I hope y'all enjoyed this spooky episode. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram. Tell a friend to listen to us, and we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.